Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 1-3. More pairs of vegetables that are not kilayim. They look a little different, but they're actually considered to be the same min, the same species from the Torah's perspective, with respect to halachas of kilayim. So you have the halefes v'hanafutz. Lefes is a turnip, and it's all over Chazal. Turnips, not very sharp, kind of tasting bulbs that grow on the ground, a little bit purple. Nafutz, not clear what it is at all. They translate it as the radish. That's unlikely for a few reasons, not the least of which is that radish is called tznon throughout Chazal. So this then would be some kind of elongated radish. In any case, whatever it is, the nafutz and the lefes are not kilayim. Next, you have the kruv and the trovtor. According to our scroll, based on the Bar Tanura, the kruv is a kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is basically, the top, it looks like a cabbage. It's from the exact same family as the broccoli, same species, in fact, as broccoli, as cauliflower, as collard greens, etc. They here went with kohlrabi. Kohlrabi has a kind of a green, almost looks like a green turnip, if you will, with a kind of lettuce head off the top. And the trovtor, they translate as garden cabbage. It's very possible the trovtor actually is just cauliflower. In any case, same kind of thing on top, above the ground. You have some kind of green cabbagey thing. And these two things, the kruv and the kohlrabi, let's say it, and the garden cabbage, are not kilayim. And I told you even that those things that I listed before are of the same species even in modern taxonomy, though the parts that we eat at the bottom beneath the greens are look quite different in the case of kohlrabi and cabbage, or kohlrabi and cauliflower. Next, hatradin v'ha le'unim. This is the last pair that are dissimilar and yet not kilayim. Trodden are typically spinach. Archwell translated as spinach beets. I'm not sure exactly what a spinach beet is, but it's spinach or spinach beets. And le'unim, Art Scroll translates it as a shrubby orich, whatever that is. Hopefully I can pronounce it correctly. In any case, those things look dissimilar, but in fact are not kilam zebazeh. Now, that was the list up to now. Now we have additions. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added three more pairs. They are the shum and the shumanis. So shum is garlic. Shumanis, some kind of little garlic. Chives, translated Art Scroll. So they are not kilayim. Next, the batsal and the batsal tzul. The onion and the, I'll call it little onion, batsal tzul. They translate as shallot, indeed a little onion. And finally, the turmus and the palaslos. Enim kilayim bezeh bezeh. Turmus is a lupine. If you're in Israel, around the Beit Shemesh area, the Givat Turmusim, the hill of lupines, is a very popular place to visit come the early spring or late winter. And lupines are beautiful blue flowers that have little pods, and in the pods are these lupine beans. And Chazal seems to have eaten these lupine beans quite a bit. They required a great deal of cooking. Gemara says it needs to be cooked 7 times, whatever that means. So a lot of work goes into preparing these beans, but they're edible. And Art Scroll translate the turmus as the lupine and the palaslus as the yellow lupine. Those beans look quite similar. I don't know how they taste, but the plants look fairly differently, although they're both lupines. So that's that. Rabbi Akiva had that extra list of three that are enim kilayim zebazeh, meaning those three also look a bit different, but they're considered the same species, and one could plant any of these pairs together and let them grow together without having the problem of kilayim zeraim, forbidden seed mixtures in one's garden.